From National Public Radio, I'm Korva Coleman in this week for Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. George Friedrich Handel wrote any number of pieces that rank among the most popular and familiar works ever composed, including this from a famous suite known as Water Music. And pieces like Handel's Water Music are only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the long list of works that made the composer a star during his lifetime and have kept him on the classical charts ever since. Take this little ditty. Oratorios like Messiah, home to the Hallelujah Chorus, also tell us a little about the international scope of Handel's popularity. Unlike most pieces of European classical vocal music, we're accustomed to hearing Messiah sung in English. And that's not because it's been translated for American audiences. It was actually written in English. Because Handel, although born in Germany, made his musical fame, along with a considerable fortune, during the many decades he spent in London. And that brings us to what truly made Handel a musical superstar. George Friedrich Handel, who was born in Halle in Germany, became a superstar in London, England, by writing Italian operas. In fact, during the 1720s and 30s, Italian opera may have been London's hottest ticket, and Handel's operas were the most popular of them all. One of his best was called Aria Dante. On this edition of World of Opera, Handel's Aria Dante, an Italian opera written in London by a German composer and set in Scotland, comes to us from Switzerland's Grand Theatre of Geneva. The stars are soprano Patricia Pettibone and mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato in a production led by conductor Kenneth Montgomery.